I thought he was going to give us more than that, Scott.
Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Wednesday, 9:25 in the a.m., which means it is time to welcome in Dr. A of Inside Injuries. Doc, what's happening?
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing very, very well, Doc. How's it going on your end?
I'm doing very good, very good.
Fantastic. And I want to start off this morning in regards to the guy that got the big contract extension, yes, this morning as well. It's a hell of a morning for Jeannie Segura. Segura, 5 years, $70 million. He's currently on the disabled list with a high ankle sprain. And for Segura, who got paid, now he's probably itching to come back. How soon will it be until we see him back on the field?
Yeah, the key word here is high ankle sprain. If it was a low ankle sprain, the trajectory is very predictable. The problem with high ankle sprains is that they tend to recur very, very easily if the player comes back too quickly. And that's why, you know, you always hear stuff like, oh, he could come back tomorrow or he could come back in 2 months. So our optimal recovery time for a grade one ankle sprain, a high ankle sprain, which is good. It's not a grade two high ankle sprain. It's about 4 weeks. So it looks like if they rest him about 4 weeks, let it heal, his chance of having a recurrent injury will be a lot lower. So right now I would expect about 4 weeks. If you see him come out sooner, be very careful. You may see a recurrent injury.
Doc, what's up, fantasy executive? What's the latest on Mike Trout?
Okay, so he had surgery for that grade 3 torn ulnar collateral ligament. I don't know if you guys have heard. They said they had to repair a little bit of the dorsal capsule, which is not uncommon. It's not going to extend his time on the DL because of that. Still looking at 8 weeks, you know, he should be, if his rehab goes okay, surgery was good, not a significant amount of secondary damage, which can happen sometimes when you go in and operate, you find other things, but in this particular case, just some minor damage to the dorsal capsule. They repaired it. Now he just has to undergo rehab. It will take, again, about 8 weeks fully, but then he should be good to go without any setback.
But it's interesting. Trout says he wants to be back by the All-Star break, which is mid-July, which I think, if my math is correct, is about 6 weeks. If he rushes back, is he more likely to get himself re-injured with this thumb injury, or is it a pain tolerance thing?
No, it's both. It's both. It's pain. It's a fine-tuned muscle. I mean, our thumb is like, it's the most important finger in the body, man. Like, you can't eat a sandwich without a thumb, but think about playing baseball with a thumb injury. So it's both. It's pain, but also, you know, if you don't allow that ligament to heal and the dorsal capsule to heal properly, you know, if he comes back before 8 weeks, our algorithms will not have him back at low injury risk. He will be elevated. So that's very, very key. If he comes back right at the All-Star break, right after it, he still has another few weeks before he should come back. So he should come back about 2 weeks after the All-Star break.
Doc, Eduardo Rodriguez goes on the DL with, you know, what I've seen is a right knee subluxation, which he injured while falling in the bullpen. It's kind of like, from what I understand, and maybe Corey can confirm this, is where like you almost have a dislocated kneecap. Now, originally it said timeline 3 to 4 weeks. But then there was talk of possible season-ending surgery. But then yesterday I'm hearing that he's ready to flow off flat ground. So what's going on with E-Rod here?
Subluxation, Scott. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Again, they're telling us all these indirect findings. So, like, a subluxation is either an injury to one of the ligaments that hold the patella together, or it's an ACL or MCL sprain. The reason why James Andrews is saying that he could be shut down for 3 weeks or season-ending surgery is that after you're shut down, letting it heal to see if it subluxes again. If it does, that means it's too weak, and so it has to be repaired so that it becomes stronger. So likely, you're right, it's like a patellar subluxation because it's very, very difficult to sublux the actual big knee joint. But that's what's happening. So he needs to be shut down for 4 weeks. Our ORT is saying 4 weeks. If it stabilizes because of healing, then he'll be good to go. If it still lacks and it's allowing the knee to sublux a little bit, he's going to have to be shut down to be repaired.
Hey, Doc, I got a guy who's a, who was a fantasy darling in the preseason, but I don't know if he's ever coming back, so maybe you could help us out here. David Dahl of the Colorado Rockies. I heard recently he was shut down again.
Yep, yep. So he's, again, it's he's had, it's stuff that the team is not really telling us, you know. So our that's the beauty of our algorithm. Likelihood, we've already tagged it. You know, when a guy has a grade 2 rib injury in March and still is back not on the field after about 3 to 4 weeks, he's likely had a setback. He tried to pitch, re-aggravated it. The team is likely not telling that. So we've actually put him in for a re-aggravated grade 2 rib injury. And so he's got, you know, likelihood he's trying to pitch. He's in an incredible amount of pain. Not sure if he has an underlying rib fracture, but nevertheless, he's still about another 4 to 5 weeks away, our algorithm is saying.
We're talking to Dr. A from Inside Injuries, and he's just giving you the latest there on David Dahl. Download the Inside Injuries app. Read the Inside Injuries columns all the time at rotoexperts.com. And I definitely have my doubts whether David Dahl will ever make it back as well, by the way, just for the record. Hey, Doc, I had a question here on Justin Bour, because Justin Bour is someone that was one of the hotter hitters in baseball. And, well, he then, of course, sprained his ankle as well and out for a couple of days, now on the 10-DL. Don Mattingly and the Marlins are saying we expect him back as soon as those 10 days are up. Should us fantasy owners expect him back when those 10 days are up?
Yes. He has a grade 1 left foot bone bruise. I don't know if you guys ever had a bone bruise. It is one of the most painful things you've ever been through. But usually about 7 days, the edema and fluid in the bone goes away. You know, our ORT right now is 1 week, which is exactly sort of like within the 10-day DL time frame. You know, he was, you know, it will definitely bring him back to low injury risk and peak health if he is out for 1 week, which is what they're saying. To answer your question, yes, he should be back after the 10-day DL, and he should be at low injury risk again.
Seems like there's good news on Jameson Taillon recently, Doc. When are you expecting him back on the mound?
Yeah, so the good news, remember we talked about him, and the biggest thing was is whether they discovered the cancer and it was contained and they could just operate and then that's it, and he didn't need chemo. And the good news is it looks like they did that, and he doesn't need chemo. And so now it's just a matter of getting his strength back. And that's an incredible story, you know, to get back onto the mound. He's still probably about, you know, 4 to 6 weeks away from regaining complete strength. But again, you know, once he gets his complete strength back, he should be 100% good to go. He's at low injury risk, obviously, and above average right now, but peak health in about 6 weeks.
I'm going to stay in the outfield with Cameron Maben, who had a magnificent May, but always seems to find his way onto the DL. What's the prognosis on him?
Yeah, and so this is one of the guys before the season started. You know, he was at elevated injury risk and below average in the draft, and you know, we warned everybody about him. And he immediately went to high injury risk after his first injury. You know, he's had 4 injuries, obviously. You guys know this, you know, already in this season. And we've had him at high injury risk throughout every single injury. And, you know, the team just keeps bringing him back, even though our ORT is saying 3 weeks here, 4 weeks here. He's coming back in 5 days and 1 week, and he continues to re-injure himself. So he's at high injury risk right now, grade 1 oblique muscle contusion. It's 2 weeks. However, because of the way he played in last year and all these other injuries, he will not get back down to elevated injury. He will be at high injury risk the whole year. And so this is a player, unfortunately, if you can replace him on your roster, you should.
Dr. A, final question, because we're not allowed to contractually obligated to ask you a Met question every week without letting you go. And that's Yoenis Cespedes. Cespedes has been out for over a month with hamstring issues and quad issues and soft tissue issues up the wazoo. Is Cespedes coming back anytime soon?
Well, you know, our algorithm has been saying this all along about how his whole life cycle of his injuries transpired, brought him back too early. Now, again, compensatory injuries, he has a grade 1 quad strain, which is essentially a a significant setback. And so, you know, right now we're looking at a combination of the grade 2 hamstring strain that he's trying to recover from and a grade 1 quad strain. It's about another 6 weeks right now. He'll remain probably at elevated to high injury risk the rest of the year. Great player, but obviously you can't see his talent if he's not on the field, and this is what it is. I mean, you know, he's significantly high injury prone this year because he came back too early and because he, you know, re-aggravated the same body part over and over again.